You're listening to Inside Real Estate with Jessica Beggins. Each week, tune in to hear a new topic about real estate. Whether you're looking to buy or sell your own home, or maybe you're looking to get into the industry, either way, I hope you use this as your go-to resource for all of your real estate needs. Hey guys, Jessica Beggins here with Century 21. For this week's podcast, I wanted to bring on some of my past clients to help explain their journey to homeownership. So they are a couple who are engaged and they just bought their first home. They chose the new construction route. So I'm bringing them in for them to help share their story from when they met, where they lived before, and how they got to where they are now. So hopefully some of you out there can relate to this, and here's their story. So I want to introduce Mackenzie and Carlos. These are my two favorite homeowners that just purchased in November last year, right? Right before Thanksgiving?
Yep. Right
before Thanksgiving. Okay, so will you guys kind of walk me through your homeownership journey? Maybe a little bit about your background as a couple and how you guys, where you were living before and what kind of triggered you to want to purchase a home? My so bring it back to the start.
When Carlos and I first started dating, I was kind of shacking up with an old friend of mine, and then onto one of my mom's good friends for a while, and then when we started getting really close, then I ended up at his mom's house.
She got right in there.
Yeah, I just got a brought my stuff right in.
I'm here to stay.
I've been living at home my whole life, so.
And your home is in South Tampa.
Yes. My mom lived in South Tampa. I lived with my mom. Then me and her started dating, and I figured, you know, maybe I need to do a life of my own. So.
Right.
So then we ended up in our first apartment together in South Tampa.
Yep. And how was that? How was apartment life? So now, Carlos, you've lived in a home your whole life, and now you meet this girl, and you move into this apartment. So is that a big change for you? Were there things, like and not like about it?
It was different. I'm like, the only thing is we live in a third floor, so it's kind of, eh.
So then we got
annoying neighbors, which is what it is.
At first, it was when we were shopping apartments and figuring out where we were going to go. We found this place, and they were running a special on it, and we thought it was going to be a super great deal. And he's like, oh, but I want to be on the top story because I don't want to hear people on my roof in the middle of the night.
Right.
And then after about 2 months of grocery shopping and 10-hour days at work and then coming home to three flights of stairs, we were kind of over it.
Yep. And were you parking in a parking lot with other cars, right? So was there really an overhang to even carry your groceries, or when it was raining, you got wet? No.
Yeah, it was soaking wet. And that was if someone wasn't parking in our reserved spot.
Oh, no. And you guys were right on MacDill, which is a pretty busy road in South Tampa. So hearing cars.
Our bedroom window was directly on MacDill. So every Tuesday morning at 7 a.m., the minor little landscaping that our apartment building had, they were there every Tuesday morning, which is our day off.
Aww.
7 a.m. every Tuesday morning.
All you hear is the weed eater and the blower.
Aww.
That was a wake-up call.
And this was before MacDill was paved, so every truck or trailer or dump truck or semi truck that went by, you heard every creak the vehicle had.
Oh my gosh. Is that the only apartment that you guys lived in together?
Yes.
So the idea of it was super exciting and super great to begin with, but then like the frustrations of everything were like, after 6 months, we were counting down to our lease being up and what we were going to do next.
Yeah. Oh, man. And then kind of thinking, what can you do with that lease money, right? You guys were putting it into rent.
We were paying $1,200 for a two-bedroom, two-bath apartment.
Wow. With all those issues. You know, all the things you don't like about home or that you don't like about renting were there, pretty much.
Yeah.
And I think I remember you guys telling me about the maintenance there, like they weren't very good.
Oh, they were terrible. So I had lived in townhouses before and houses, and so apartment life was new to me too. And I hated the fact that maintenance said, oh yeah, we have a key to your apartment and we come in whenever there's an issue. Right.
Yep. Say, hi, we're here right now and we're coming in.
There's no privacy.
There's no privacy. So right after we moved in, our ice machine in the freezer was broken. So instead of them repairing it, the unit across from us was still empty. Mm-hmm. They just came in one day while we were at work. No announcement whatsoever. No heads up. Switched out the refrigerators with the one across the hall. I noticed it when we came. They didn't tell us they were doing that or anything. I came home from work and I'm like, why is the light in the fridge so dim all of a sudden? And then I started looking at it and I noticed things weren't the same.
Yeah, I was going to say, they must have taken everything out of your refrigerator.
Yeah, they touched all of our food.
That's crazy.
Which, had COVID been around almost 2 years ago, I probably would have completely panicked.
Right.
And then I noticed this scratch all the way across our hardwood floors, which was part of the reason we loved that apartment. Mm-hmm. Where they drug it across without anything underneath it.
And they were newer too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
So now you own a home. You don't let anybody in your house like that, right?
Never.
No. Okay. So you guys were in this apartment and you were counting down the months until your lease was up and you're just like, what now? Was there any consideration of renting somewhere else, or you kind of jumped right into the idea of, what if we buy a house? How did that conversation go?
The conversation didn't really take place until almost exactly a year ago, when Carlos proposed.
Oh, I love this. I love y'all's story.
It'll be a year ago on Monday, this coming Monday.
Congratulations.
Thanks. And then it was like, are we going to stay here forever? Like, are we going to rent somewhere else?
Right. It was bigger conversation. It was like, okay, we're hitting this next level in our relationship.
Yeah.
What's coming? What can we do? What are we doing here?
We were definitely both frustrated with the whole thing. I could complain to the leasing office every single day and nothing changed. So we knew we definitely wanted out of there when our lease was up. And honestly, it wasn't until, I don't know, August maybe, when I reached out to you.
Yeah. Yeah, it was around August.
And our lease was up October 31st.
Yep. And so that was a good time frame to reach out because it gave you multiple options.
Yeah.
You guys in particular ended up going new construction. So I want to talk about that story too. But you had time to buy new construction, build the house, and then close. Or you could have shopped around for a resale until you found what you were looking for. So that was a good starting point. So what happened in August? We reached out. And so a little bit of backstory about me and Mackenzie is that we went to high school together. So we've known each other. So this was kind of fun to reconnect and kind of help each other now in our adult lives. In quotations. I know, it's so weird. And then you sent me that Facebook post like last week that it's been 10 years.
I know.
Or 9 years. Oh my gosh, since I was a senior in high school. That's so weird.
Yeah. That was like your last day. That was a yearbook.
Yep, we were in yearbook together. So that's so exciting. So you reached out in August wanting to buy a home. And first step
and it
was
took a lot of convincing Carlos here.
That's because the two of us actually just met. I think we went to Buddy Brew and we grabbed some coffee and kind of said, you were just like, what do I do to buy a house? We kind of talked about what the process would be like. And then you went and talked to Carlos and said, hey, this is what's going on. Carlos, what did you think about all this?
I'm like, it was, at first it was all a lot on my plate. But then I sat back and I thought a lot. I was like, you know, I'm paying $400 a month on something I'm renting. I'm like, why not own?
Right.
That was like one of the main things.
Right. So even though you had a lot on your plate, it kind of boiled down to money that made the decision. Yeah. Yeah.
Ultimately,
so
yeah.
You guys, so that was in August, but you guys did end up purchasing a new construction and you watched it literally build up from the ground up. Like, we have a picture of you guys near the slab, just the slab, yeah. Right? So will you guys talk about that experience? What was it like finding your first home? What were the stresses that went with that decision?
I think from the moment we saw this concrete slab, it kind of
you're sitting in right now, which is exciting for those watching.
Yeah, I think I stood in this exact spot and called my dad.
Aww, just when there were no walls.
Yeah, exactly. So it was, I think it was at that moment, because that was the day we had been out shopping, I think, too. And it was kind of at that moment that we saw the potential of what this was going to be. Mm-hmm. The location.
Because it's close to your work.
The size, the model.
The value. Mm-hmm. After seeing the model of what this was going to be, seeing this as just the concrete slab, I think sold us. Because it was at that moment that we're like, let's do whatever we got to do to lock it down. Because then that was when Dawn was like, oh, and by the way, this is the last one.
Yes, you guys literally got the last house in that neighborhood. Like, you guys sold it out.
Yeah.
I love that. So,
I think that pretty much, like, just that sold it for us was...
When you know, you know.
Yeah, this would be all ours. Nobody coming in to repair something when we're not home. We can do whatever we want to it.
Yep.
We just
Will you tell us a
right
little
bit? In the front door.
Yep. And you have a garage, so you can go in the garage entrance and not get rained on when you bring in your groceries.
Exactly.
So will you tell us a little bit about the actual process? You guys bought new construction and you did get a home inspection on it. So you guys were happy that you did that, right? And that's, a lot of people don't know that's an option. And you guys were on a cruise when you got your home inspection.
We were. That's right. I messaged you from Belize, I think.
Yeah. Our home inspection is today.
Yeah. So the new construction took me a lot of convincing over here. When I started weighing the odds, I said, you know, if we buy like resale, you know, it's not necessarily as new or the way we want it. You know, it could come with this repair and we could end up having to pay for this or that, or, you know, anything would be possible. I said, whereas, you know, if we buy brand new, it's completely ours. We don't have to worry about whatever cosmetic issues come with it. And if something does break, at least within the first year, which at least gets us through our wedding,
right.
It's at least covered. That at least gives us some peace of mind.
Right. But then you do have warranties on the AC and the roof. And like you said, the first year, if the house settles and the tiles crack, you can go back to the builder. So it's kind of like, it was a worry-free, it kind of took the worry off your shoulders, right? Even though you had a lot on your plate, this was kind of like, okay, well, there's a lot of, a lot of sense. So.
It brought all the what ifs from like this much to like this much.
Right, exactly. So, and location wise, you guys are in Ruskin in a new home community and it's close to Carlos's work. How's that going for your work, Mackenzie? Because I know that you guys, well, both of you work at Publix.
Yep.
Which, thank you for all you're doing. I would also love to know a little bit about what's going on with COVID and Publix, but we'll
it's
get
exhausting.
To that. So, which location are you working out of now?
I am in the Channelside store right outside of downtown, right across from the expressway, the Selman. So, honestly, my commute really
isn't that bad. Yeah, okay. It's better than that West Chase location.
Yeah, that was miserable.
Yeah.
this really isn't bad, especially, well, since spring break, there's been no traffic.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's true.
So it's honestly not bad. I go straight down 41 to Causeway and then cut up right by IKEA, and it puts me, like, right there. So honestly, it takes me, like, 30 minutes, and it's no interstates or anything, so it's not super stressful at all.
Oh, that's awesome. And then you come home.
I just want to say it takes me 5 minutes.
I know. Oh, you're so spoiled. And now you're coming home to a home. So how does that feel? What are, like, I know that you were excited about, did you have Christmas there? Because Thanksgiving was too soon. You weren't unpacked yet.
Yeah, we did have Christmas here. Ended up having way more than we originally thought. They just kept pouring in the door.
But you had room for it now. You weren't in a two-bedroom apartment anymore.
I don't remember if I sent you a picture of it or not, but our counter, so the little counter, the stove, and then another section of counter, and then the other side of the pantry where it's kind of like our little coffee bar, and the entire island wrapped around the sink was all food.
Oh my gosh, that's fantastic.
I mean, we probably could have fed all of our zip code that day.
Aw.
See, but it was super exciting. It was super exciting. We had a full living room. We had a full dining room. It was.
And that's what you guys like. You like to entertain and have family over. Because you
grew
up all around, or Carlos did, right, all around your family.
Yeah, it's all about family to me. I sat back and I looked, and I was like, I'm like, there's literally like 15 people within the living room and the kitchen area, and everybody's still walking around comfortably. I was like, wow.
Aww.
Coming from my mother's house where you can fit 3 people in that kitchen.
Yep.
So.
That's pretty amazing. So will you guys tell them about your house? It was what?
It was a very proud moment for us to see what we accomplished and be able to.
Now that you did it.
See it and be a part of it with us.
That is so exciting. I'm so glad that you guys were able to do that.
Me too.
Because that's important to you. Those are your values. I'm glad you convinced him too. So will you tell people a little bit about maybe what your rent payment was versus what your mortgage is now and what your house is now? You guys are in a 4-bedroom, 2-bathroom, single family home with a 2-car garage. Like, what? That's brand new. So can you tell us a little bit about the payments if you guys are open to opening up about that?
So we're paying $1,200 for a 2-bedroom, 2-bath apartment in South Tampa, and we pay $1,500 for an additional 2 bedrooms that we had before,
yep,
plus a garage, plus our own yard.
Yep.
No stairs.
That's amazing. Driveway, sidewalk, nice community. Like, man, that's what me and Zach did too. Came from 13, I think we were at like 1380 for our rent for a 1-bedroom, 1-bathroom. And we're at 1500 now for a mortgage. So it's so worth it, right?
The extra $300 is way worth it, without a doubt.
Yeah. And you guys still got a good interest rate.
And my favorite part is in the apartment, we had our own in-apartment laundry, which was great, but we just had, like, these little, like, sliding, like, almost wicker-type doors. I don't know if they call them. So even in our bedroom with the door shut, you could still hear the thing rattling. Here, it's, like, in our little, I guess you call it, like, our little mudroom area, and I can shut the door, and we can comfortably sit in the living room and watch TV with no problem.
Really? Oh my God, I love that.
It's
not even a laundry room. It's a mud room because it's so big. You can
for the most part,
a party in there.
We could shelter in there. It's hurricane season. We could shelter in there.
It is hurricane season. That's awesome. And so you guys are getting married soon. What's happening with that with COVID? Did you guys have to move your wedding?
No, so far we're still good.
Good.
I actually got put onto this wedding group on Facebook from one of my coworkers, and I've watched a lot of other brides post kind of October, November, September type weddings figuring out ideas if they should move them, if they should hold out. So for the most part, we're on board with a lot of other Tampa area couples that are just kind of holding out and praying that everything's going to be fine by October.
Yeah, my fingers are crossed for you.
Mine too. This is super stressful.
I can't even imagine. Man. So is there any tips that you have for people out there that are renting just like you were, that are really nervous about buying a home? Is there like anything that comes to mind that you think they should know, or anything maybe to get them off of their feet and just say like, it's worth it?
In the long run, it is worth it. I'm like, you're spending all this money on something you pay every month. We're not owing any. And once you get in your own place, you realize this is all mine. And at the end of the day, I'm like, it might not be my forever home, but right. When I do decide if I want to leave, I'm like, I'm going to make a profit.
Exactly. So it's not like you're just throwing away rent every month. What you are paying is going towards an investment that you can now sell in the future. And you'll take that money from the house that you have now and put it into a bigger house or a different location or So there's a lot of good from it.
Yeah, I talked them into the 4-bedroom. At least we have room to grow for at least the next 10 years before anything changes. Hopefully.
I bring up the babies thing, but we know how Carlos is not ready for that yet.
It gets brought up like every couple of days, so I'm used to it.
Okay, get married first. That'll be a milestone, and then we'll move on to babies.
Yeah. We'll do another Zoom at the beginning of 2021 and revisit that subject.
Okay, that sounds good. What have you done anything with your 4th bedroom?
We have not. We did upgrade because our bedroom is so massive. Our queen bed looked ridiculously puny. So we did get ourselves a king size bed. We did upgrade. So we have a bed in 2 of our 3 guest rooms. And then the other one is a blank slate.
It's wedding storage.
Yeah. For now it's wedding storage. And then come next year we'll revisit that subject. It's staying a blank slate for the time being.
Okay. I like that.
Yeah.
Oh man, I just had a question for you guys. I just lost it. It wasn't about babies, Carlos, I promise. What about the outside? Did you guys end up fencing it in or anything? Or you don't have pets?
No, we haven't fenced it in yet. We talk about it every day, because every couple of days we see another neighbor and another fence go up.
Yeah. But isn't that weird? One person does it and then the rest of the neighborhood's like, oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah. We definitely want to do it. But our budget's kind of been tight on the whole wedding thing. That's the only thing that I think was kind of I don't want to say poor planning, but maybe could have been a better judgment.
Here's a tip for the other people out there.
Buying a house and planning a wedding at the same time is a little bit stressful. Granted, we bought our house a year ahead of the wedding. We are comfortable, but had we maybe spent the last couple of years saving more for the future instead of diving into it, I think the stress would be a little lesser.
Right.
But
you'd feel more financially stable, where now it's we have so much we want to do and it takes a lot of money to do all of that. So,
So
what do we do?
What are we 6 months in now to this house? More than that, almost 8 months in this house already.
Yeah.
Yep.
So we've done a few minor upgrades. Our dining room didn't have a light and now we have a chandelier in it.
Yeah.
What else have we done? I did my little dining room
decor
thing here. Yeah.
Most of it's decor.
Yeah. We put pictures on the walls and things like that.
And I mean,
we haven't really...
you bought new construction, so there wasn't, it was completely move-in ready. So you didn't really have to make any changes.
Done a whole bunch. I keep wanting to do our bedroom just like the model home was.
Right.
After the wedding.
After the wedding.
We both definitely want to have a little backyard oasis, though. That's definitely in the plans, at least in the next 5 years or so. We want to get it fenced in and maybe have a little fire pit area with some chairs
and a grill.
A place to put our grill. Because right now we just, like, we pull the grill out into the driveway when we want to grill, and then we put it back in the garage just because we don't have any other kind of way to secure it for the time being. But
right, or no overhang in the back really for it to stay under.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, we have the same problem.
For the time being, we're pretty content. We did a little bit of landscaping.
Good.
Minor landscaping, which was super exciting for me.
It is. Is it all still alive?
It is, yes. All still alive.
Oh, yes. Probably you're officially an adult now. You own a home and your plants are alive.
It's probably more thanks to our irrigation system than it is to me, but...
And it's on automatic settings, so that helps a lot.
We're both pretty anal about our grass and stay green. No, don't die. Right. Don't die. I'll cover you from the sun. That's kind of, I think, the worst part about where we are is because it is new construction. There's not really a lot of shade. All the trees are gone.
Right.
So grass in our position of our house is we get all day sunlight, sun up to sundown. We have zero shade whatsoever. So our lawn does suffer a little bit of heat exhaustion.
Uh-huh.
Every day it's like, oh man, we got another little brown patch. And then a couple of days later, now that we're starting to get into rainy season, we're like, oh look, it's filling back in. We're fine.
Okay, good. Just give it some water. It'll live.
Then we take rides. We've gotten into going for walks around the neighborhood.
Good. Have you met any of the neighbors? How's that going?
We haven't really met anybody, but everybody we walk past or that walks past us, if we're outside, everybody's like, how's it going?
Aw. So it's friendly.
We definitely have yard envy. That's for sure. It's like, man, look at their grass over there.
How do they keep it like that?
I don't understand it. Like their grass looks like carpet. Like, it's perfect.
I know. I totally agree with you.
Two houses down from us is like the most perfect out of a magazine yard I've ever seen.
I'm already jealous of it. I can't even see it.
I don't know how they do it, but I don't know.
Are there sprinklers always on? We have some neighbors down the road and their yard is immaculate. It's like the most beautiful thing I've ever seen. And it's the same thing, but their sprinklers are always on.
We keep our sprinklers on what the neighborhood people kind of set us on at the best times to water. And we fertilize it, and we have a company come out and treat it for bugs and stuff to keep them from eating it and everything. And
good. So you're doing everything you're supposed to.
Yeah, we just keep telling ourselves it's going to be one of those things that just takes time, I guess.
It does. I wouldn't worry too much about it.
But it's been an exciting journey for sure.
Yeah. Well, because you work at Publix, I know this isn't home related, but I am curious as to how everything is going with both of your lives and COVID and staying safe and how you guys are maintaining this.
2 months ago, it was rough.
Right? They were out of toilet paper, out of paper towels, out of literally everything. Chicken,
everything.
Green beans.
Everything. Yeah. Everything. It's like it seemed like it was like a permanent hurricane.
Right.
Like everything was just gone. I'm like,
that's pretty much what we compared it to, is because we both worked through hurricanes before, but that is okay, you know, probably 7 days out when a storm is coming, and people kind of prepare from that point, and then that's the end of it.
Right.
This was like a month and a half of never ending. Nope, we don't have that. Nope, we're still out of that. Nope, sorry, still don't have that either. We were both exhausted. We were both working long days, putting in like three times the amount of work of a normal day just to keep up with the crowds.
Right. And then the crowds are freaking out too. It's not like everybody's nice. Like, oh, it's okay. Okay, we'll get it next time. They're probably mad.
Yeah, there were some days where some customers were rougher than others around the edges for sure.
Yeah. But it's gotten better. What about the, how everybody has to go one direction down the lanes. How's that working? Because
nobody really be guilty.
Some people tend to follow it, but other people, it's whatever.
Here's the crazy part. So we wax our floors very frequently. So my store had our floors done last week. So we had to pull all the stickers up off all the floors because it's a three night process. So we have to pull everything up. The first day the stickers were gone. Where are your stickers? I'm really disappointed that you've already taken that away.
You're like, well, you don't follow it, so why are you so worried about the stickers?
Everybody followed it when they were down, but you're going to notice 5 minutes after I pull them up. Are you serious?
Oh, my gosh. So
things have we've for the most part, gotten back to normal. It feels like it. Yeah, our hours, we're an hour shorter in the evenings still, which is kind of nice because that big hour at the end of the night when we close makes a big difference.
Yeah. But you guys get to come home earlier. And are you on the same schedule or no?
Not really.
No.
No, not really. I mean, typically week to week, our schedules are pretty much the same, especially his since he writes his schedule. I don't quite have that ability yet, but for the most part, mine stays pretty much within like an hour or two, stays the same from week to week. So like we always know that I close on Mondays and he closes on Thursdays, and Wednesdays are always my early day. And
yeah, that's good. And then you guys have a two-car garage, so you're not shuffling. Some people have to come home and shuffle cars around. You don't have to do that.
Nope. We do have to shuffle around the streets, though. The street parking is a little ridiculous.
Okay. Is there a negative to the home ownership? It all sounds positive.
Everybody has a garage or a driveway, but I think they love parking on the street for some reason. I don't understand why.
We see like all these cars parked in streets and then empty driveways.
Are they parked in the streets overnight too, or just in the day? Yeah.
No, but it's like all the time.
Huh.
So it's kind of weird.
That's weird. I don't have an answer for that. That's weird. Unless they have a bunch of guests.
It's like you're driving through a maze.
At first, you were super excited. Oh, we only have an $8 HOA fee a month.
Woo-hoo. Right.
But now it's like, well, I kind of wish we paid a little more for that HOA so that there was a little bit of grounds to
keep
things.
They'd put tickets on all of those people's cars. Like, nope, don't park here.
Yeah. So, but...
Aww.
It's not like being in an apartment where we have to park in a assigned spot. Once we get through it, I can get in my own driveway and not have to worry about it.
And then you like forget that you just drove through all of that because you're home now.
Exactly.
While you're driving through it, it's like, oh, I can't believe all these people are parked here. And then you pull in, and you're like, oh, okay. Hey, honey, how's it going?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
That's how I am. I understand.
We kind of wish we had our own mailbox, too. The whole community thing now is to have the little boxes at the entrance of the community.
Right.
Which I guess was, I get the whole safety purpose of it for both residents and mail personnel.
Yeah.
But it would be really cool to have our own little mailbox.
Honestly, where I'm living now is the first time I've ever had a mailbox. So I'm like, which way does this red thing go if you have mail? Because I grew up like you guys where my community, the mailboxes were central to the community or at least on our street. So yeah, this is the first time I've had a mailbox. It's really weird.
But we love it. I can't believe I just had the realization that it's already been like 8 months.
I know. It's been 8 months. Well, I really appreciate you guys coming on here and sharing your story with me because I know it's scary to do Zoom calls, but it's kind of fun. Oh, I got you out of your comfort zone. I just think there's a lot of people that will be able to relate to your story who would be, they were early on in their relationship and they were renting and then decided to get married and what now? Well, I guess we buy a house. And so I think it was good to hear your side of the story, that it's not as scary as it seems and it's worth it in the end. So I appreciate you guys recapping everything with me.
It was very exciting. Closing day was very eye-opening for both of us.
Yes.
We did it.
We did it. In our closing, did we have to wait a little bit? There was something something happened with our closing.
I'm like, we got it pushed back a couple of, like, a week or two. But other than that,
yeah,
we went in and we signed, like, 400 documents, like, at least 400 documents. Signed your life away.
You might be exaggerating by 400, but it was definitely a lot.
Yeah, we had to push it back, like, 2 weeks for our sake, for making sure we had everything squared away properly that we needed to. But
yes. And then
the morning of, we went to breakfast. That's what we did.
Yes, the three of us went to breakfast.
Yes, we did have to kill some time.
Yes. But it all worked out.
It did.
And you guys are enjoying it now.
Absolutely. Every single day of it.
Good. Aw, well, thank you guys so much for doing this with me, and I'm so glad that you're happy in your home.
Me too.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye, you guys.
Bye.